Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Monty James with the Monday insert grown here, chapter of the never-ending saga, hopefully known as America's Hot Barn Report. Blasting out all across North America on Sirius XM 147 and Great American Hometown Radio stations all across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Speaking of which, congratulations to the husband and wife morning show of Matt and Amy in the Morning and our affiliate Kick FM in Alexandria, Minnesota. Those two love birds are finalists in the prestigious Marconi Awards for Best Small Market Morning Show in America. Tell you what, I've guest hosted on their morning show before, and they should be the best morning show in America, bar none. New York City and Los Angeles included. It's truly my great honor to work with radio legends up and down the dial, and I know a lot of them. Salute.
Very cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
We are tippy-toeing into the big fall run. Normally, it would be a full head of steam, but ranchers across the Great Plains categorically have received a tremendous amount of rain across the plains. No frost yet, and the grass in our travels from Dodge City, Kansas to Dickinson, North Dakota, and everything in between has looked like a good wet year in late May. It makes sense that the ranchers woe up on taking their cattle to town, what with the price of cattle near all-time highs and cattle lost in a sea of grass. They are packing on pounds every day, and our prudent ranching brethren shall be rewarded when they take the fruits of their labor, sorry, I got a little fancy there, their cattle to the local sale barn, fingers crossed. October live cattle closed up 120 to 233.57. All eyes will be on the nation's top fat cattle sale tomorrow at Stockman's of Yankton. Roving reporter Parker James will be in the seats. Watch records fall at Hot Barn Report on TikTok from China or Facebook. October feeders closed 237 green at 354.10. Remember, those are based on 7 to 8 weight cattle. St. Ange livestock in the Black Hills had 120 head of black baldies averaging 910 off the Brownfield Ranch in Hammond, Montana, sizzled at 365.50. As you can see, and as we always say, it pays to go the live auction way. Live it, love it, learn it. See video details of upcoming sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Buy them up at cattleusa.com. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying have a great Monday, folks, if that's possible.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri County Stockyard, Mobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
The Archibald family, owners of Valley Grande Ranch and Feeders, specialize in balling calves and will nurture them expertly to finish. This 12,000 head facility offers excellent protection, ample fresh water, and high-end working facilities in the Big Butte Country near Lodgepole, South Dakota. This 25,000 acre fortress raises 4,000 acres of corn, 3,000 acres of locally raised roughages, and runs 1,800 cow-calf pairs.
Visit with Mark Archibald at 605-564-4000 or hit www.archbro.com.